Lucille gathering in the cabin room. And our...
Your meeting, you're going to meet for a half hour before I come in. Is that long enough for one here? Says meeting 30.
Well, that's an approximate time. We'll have a report from McCracken on this background study. Have a report from that Western Europeans on their quota. We'll have a statement from Jim Hodson about their readiness to help with mediation and so on. Peter Flanagan will be in the meeting, and as he sees Jim is about to complete his report, he'll come on in and let you know that they're ready. And then we thought after, when you come in, you probably want to shake their hands. And then the press is invited to come and take pictures after you sit down. And then they leave and you make your remarks. And the thought was that you would just make your remarks and then leave, and that would be the end of the meeting. There wouldn't be any discussion. Raises U.S. prices of steel above foreign prices, Well, all that means is that all the auto companies and all the people that use steel in their products are priced out of world markets too, because their materials prices get so much higher. So there's really, they're cutting their own market down, and somehow the constructive thing is to get our costs in line. Productivity is something new, is a word I think worth using. Productivity hasn't improved much in the last 5 years in the steel industry. Any reasons for that? But somehow between labor and management, there ought to be some thoughts on that subject. I think in the interest of equity, you don't seem to be just giving a lecture that buttresses management's posture at the bargaining table, that it's well to point out, too, that you're aware that real wages in the steel industry have not increased over the past 3 or 4 years, and haven't risen as much as in money terms as the average for manufacturing.
When you say productivity, this industry is below par in productivity, below par in increase in real rates, and below par in profits. All three.
And make the statement as over the last 5 years.
5 years, that's right.
They're changing those things, and that those things are all tied together. And I think some of this initial business on the mountaintop is very good for everybody.
Yeah, well, they probably helps them.
They always help. I think
it's a huge reflects. Now I'm going to ask one other thing. Do we have a retail sales figure yet for June, or when will we get that 15 days?
We have various
estimates,
indicators and estimates for the first 3 weeks of June, and they look pretty good. Furthermore, you see all sorts of things like, for instance, a story in the papers, the New York Times this morning, the financial page, basically reporting on the buyers in the garment industry and how they've come in and they're buying heavily, and this looks like the biggest summer in a long while on 7th Avenue, and that kind of thing.
You
get those little bits and pieces.
You know who the buyers are, too?
Well, they're from out all over the country, sure, they're coming in to buy this.
But at the present time, Georgia, they're 80% Jewish.
Oh, sure.
They don't make mistakes.
Not very often. And they're looking after their
own. I'll tell you, I have the greatest admiration for it. I mean, you know,
they're the sweetest men in the world.
I just want to be quiet. I don't want to give any wrong impression when I'm out in Kansas City and I'm asked about them. I don't intend to be a big
one. Well, one thing you might bear down on the unemployment,
yeah,
is whatever problems there may be with seasonal adjustment, the problem affects the teenagers only. This business of leaving school. Only the teenagers.
But then
as far as the adults are concerned, the adults 25 and over, the unemployment decline. As far as married men supporting families are concerned, they collect that. Unemployment declined in this past month from 3.3 to 3.1.
Yeah, for sure.
Now that is really significant.
And we know that.
Seasonal adjustment factor does nothing to do with
that. You better join us about 4 hours.